In the name of the one true living God, the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Brothers and sisters, this week's message is entitled International Community. What does this term mean? The expression international community has been widely used by world leaders and others claiming to speak for all nations or even for all of humanity. Often such claims seem ridiculous or untrue. Sometimes they are falsely used to justify actions against others, even waging war. True international community is the bringing of people together. This is what Christ came to the world to accomplish. Indeed, Jesus brings people together, regardless of ethnic, religious, or ideological backgrounds. To understand something of true international community, let us reverently hear Christ's teaching in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 5, verses 1 to 12. Seeing the crowds, he, that is Jesus, went up on the mountain. And when he sat down, his disciples came to him. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you." God's Word. Brothers and sisters, these words are called the Beatitudes. They are Jesus' introduction to his famous Sermon on the Mount. It was addressed to his disciples in the hearing of a very large crowd. They were all part of Israel. The people were used to hearing religious teachings in the Jewish synagogues. Jesus often taught in those synagogues. Yet, there was no synagogue large enough for such a huge gathering. Even though Jesus didn't belong to the class of the teachers of the law, crowds came to hear his teaching. They called him Rabbi, meaning teacher of God's word. His teaching was not like the teaching of their other Jewish rabbis. Jesus' teaching was totally unique. In the Gospel of Mark, chapter 1, we read of the reaction of the crowds to his teaching. We are told, "And they were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one who had authority and not as the scribes." Yes, Jesus didn't say the usual words of religious teachers. He spoke with authority about more profound things. The gospel words we have just heard tell of blessings enjoyed by a particular kind of people. Jesus spoke not of the rich or famous. He did not speak of people who enjoyed power or prestige. He spoke of those described as poor, grieving, meek, caring, humble, peaceful, or abused people. Jesus announces blessing to people who seem unusual in that they can be gathered together as one people from all races and from all walks of life. So they are not limited to one nation or a region of the world. They are international. Jesus did not speak of the blessing of religion or of religious people. He does not even speak of what the blessed people do, but rather what they are like. They do not follow a religion, but belong to one kingdom called the kingdom of heaven. In fact, Christ indicates that actually the kingdom is theirs. It belongs to them as much as they belong to it. Brothers and sisters, when rulers and political leaders say international community, it is often a pretext for their own agenda, regardless of the consequences on others. Jesus speaks of a totally different international community. What is it like? A kingdom belonging to people from all over the globe, a nation owned by people speaking every different language and coming from all races and classes. Among them, there are no class distinctions or hierarchical prestige, different only in looks, racial, and national identities. Yet, they enjoy the same objective and privileges. What does Jesus say about them? He says that they are poor in spirit. This is the exact opposite of religious or spiritual status or prestige. They do not feel better or holier than others. They do not seek after social status or popularity like celebrities. They can be like Christ, their teacher. He was despised and rejected and sorrowful about people lost and suffering like lost sheep. His true followers are meek and serve others just as their teacher did. He lived an earthly life of service. They do not seek power or status, but rather hunger for righteousness. That is, they find fulfillment in doing what is right and just. They are merciful and forgiving to one another and to others that wrong them. The desire of their hearts is to be simple and straightforward, not pretentious or scheming. As peacemakers, they seek to bring people together in harmony, unlike opportunist religious and other leaders of nations and communities who divide to conquer and control. Followers of Jesus, the heavenly teacher, are given strength to face persecution and mocking as they stand for doing what is right. So this is the community that Jesus came to establish. It's a community unified by belonging to Him. They are transformed by His grace to resemble Him. They are also unified by belonging to one another in His self-giving and redeeming love. Political, economic, or military power cannot unify our world. It remains disunited by national, ethnic, and class prejudices, along with self-seeking and greed. The idea that the ends justifies the means dominates. There is so much deception and trickery, competition to control people and resources. Christ came to establish a new and different humanity with a philosophy of sacrificial service and giving, an international community of service and self-giving. What He came to establish required His total self-sacrifice to build a universal community, a holy nation of servanthood. What He taught and lived and died for established a heavenly kingdom on earth. It belongs to those who are truly built on who He is and what He has done for them. This is the true message of the gospel. Jesus is the Emmanuel, God with us. His international community is the one and only true one. It is His heavenly kingdom of joy and peace among all people. Hallelujah. The grace of the Savior King, the Messiah of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the full blessing of the Triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, abide with God's people in all nations at all times throughout the whole earth by the message of the gospel. Amen.